Blackhawks have one last game to play before the Four Nations face-off. And wouldn't you know it, it's against the St. Louis Blues, who embarrassed the Hawks in the Winter Classic. Every Hawk took note of how the Blues lit them up at Wrigley Field. So paybacks could well be the order of the night for the Blackhawks. We're underway here in St. Louis as the puck tumbles up and over the near glass and out of play. The whistle will stop play. Faceoff will commence at center ice once again. Jake Neighbors into the Hawk zone, standing near the right point. He lost it to Alec Martinez. Sent it ahead. Patrick Maroon over the Blues line. Put it across and a shot from Smith. He scores! The Hawks draw first blood. The big rig, Patrick Maroon, setting up Craig Smith, moving down the right wing side into the Blue zone. And from the circle, he snaps it past Bennington, and the Hawks have a 1-0 lead. Thomas wins the draw. To Parayko in the corner. Gave it up to Donato, left point. Over to Bedard, right circle. Back to Donato. Shoots, he scores! Who is hotter than Ryan Donato? His third goal in two games. He snapped that one into the top shelf past Bennington. With 14:18 left in period number one here in St. Louis, it's 2-0 Hawks. Braden Shen to the right wing corner, leaving it behind the Hawk net. Joseph on the puck, put it to the left point. Broberg fires, they score. I don't know if this was tipped in front of the net or if it might have hit one of the Hawks or one of the Blues and toppled into the Hawk net. It looks like it's going to be Broberg's goal, and the Blues are on the board, trailing 2-1. So Broberg scoring at 140. Now another shot, they score. Nathan Walker in the Hawk zone, and suddenly this building has come to life. Two goals by the Blues in the span of 10 seconds. That's how quickly the game can turn. Blues get the puck back. Shen will dump it down off the right boards behind the Hawk net. Jones absorbs the check, lost the puck, put in front by Shen, but Joseph will shoot and score. It's 3-2 in favor of the Blues. Some hard work by the Blues in this second period has produced now three goals, and for the first time in this game, they have the lead. Garavine into the puck now, top of the left circle, put it over. Kershaw fires, he scores! This is actually Alec Martinez. My mistake, folks. Martinez backing up through the slot, takes a pass and steps it past Bennington. Just deflects into the top shelf. And the Hawks have tied it at three. Fowler left point down to Thomas left wing corner. Checked by Jones. Buchnevich in to take the puck back to Fowler at the left point. Long shot from there. They score. Fowler let it go from the left point, and I believe he's going to get credit for this goal. It's his third goal in two games against the Blackhawks, and the Blues reassume the lead at 4-3. Joseph at center ice and the Holloway at the Hawk blue line. That play looked offside, but it doesn't matter. Hawks get the puck anyway. McKayev breaks into the blue zone. To Teravainen, and a shot for the right side. He scores! Just deflects past Bennington, and the Hawks have tied the score again. It's turbo time, 4-4 the score. Teravainen off the handoff from Nick Foligno.
Yeah, it goes off the stick of...
Fowler with a lead pass to center ice to Joseph. Deflects into the Hawk zone. And a stick broke on that play. Foligno got the puck to McKayev, breaking down the left wing blue zone. Angling of the net, he shoots, he scores! What an effort by Ilya McKayev! With superior speed, he was able to break past Justin Falk down the left wing side, dropped the shoulder, brought it to the crease, and backhands it past Bennington. The Hawks reassume the lead at 5-4. Duke to the puck along the right boards. To Thomas back in the net. Thomas around to the left wing circle. To the high slot, Broberg fires, and Sonnerblom down with a butterfly save. No, the puck came loose, and Thomas would put it in the Hawk net. The Blues have tied it at 5. It looked like Soderblom had that puck in his equipment as he was kneeling on the ice surface. And it must have slipped through his pads and lay ahead of the goal line. There was Thomas to slap it home. We're tied at 5. The next Blues shooter, their captain, Braden Shen. Shen is ready. He picks up the puck at center ice. Carries over the Hawk line down the left wing. Cuts through the slot. Deeks, and he shoots. He scores. Backhander by Shen. Blues lead in the shootout, 1-0.
it's Teemu Teravainen's turn. He is 2-for-2 in shootouts this season. Teemu needs to score here to tie it. He's headed to the Four Nations faceoff after tonight. Teemu's ready. He picks up the puck at center ice. Carries it over the Blues' blue line down the left wing side. Cuts through the slot. Shoots, he scores! What a shot by Teemu! Looked like he was going to go to the backhand and put it through the 5-hole. Instead, he pulled it back to the forehand and went top shelf. We're tied at 1 in shootout. For the Blues, it's going to be Radek Foxa. This is Foxa's first shootout attempt of the season. He's ready. Picks up the puck at center ice. Carries into the Hawk zone, down the right wing to the slot. Digs and shoots. He scores. A little sweeping backhander in behind Soderblom. The Blues lead in the shootout. Here's Bertuzzi. Takes the puck at center ice. He's got a score to keep it alive. He's over the Blues line to the slot. Digs, and lost the puck. The game is over. The Blues win the shootout by a 3-2 score. They win the hockey game by a final score of 6-5. And we head to the Four Nations break. With the shootout loss, the Blackhawks record now stands at 17-31-7. Well, with the win, this was an important win for the Blues. They're now 25-26-5 on the year. Hawks gave it everything they had. Tied this score in the third period after getting down to the Blues. They easily could have just fired up the bus and said, that's it, we can't win. But a good effort by this Blackhawks team, extracting a point out of this game. It's three straight games with a point for the Blackhawks. But they lose in the shootout here tonight to the St. Louis Blues.